28-year-old Steven Eisenbeiss is not a lifelong Sitkin, but he's pretty close.
I moved to Sitka in the summer of 1992 with my mother and brother.
So you went to school here and you grew up
Correct,
here?
Correct, yeah. I started second grade, went all the way through high school, graduated here, and shortly after that moved away for 4 years in order to join the Marine Corps. And since 1992, that's been my only time out of Sitka.
He's thought about running for assembly before, and he thought about it before the filing deadline for this election, too. Initially, he decided against it.
However, when I saw there was only two candidates on the ballot with two positions open, you know, I decided that maybe this is the time. I really feel that Sitka needs a choice in this election, and I'm proud to be that.
Eisenbeiss and his wife, Ashley, own Russell's Sporting Goods Store on Lincoln Street. It's a third-generation family business on her side, and Eisenbeiss says it's offered him a good perspective on Sitka's economy.
The business climate in town is interesting. There's definitely room for people who want to try hard and succeed here.
As an example, he cites the Homeport Eatery, a new food court open across the street from Russell's.
One person had an idea in their head, and with a lot of drive and ambition, and I'm sure very hard work, they were able to open up and have quite a nice place for Sitka. If you try hard enough in this town, you can succeed. It's all about finding what the people need here.
The last several assemblies have each, at times, heard citizens testify that the city is not business friendly, and each assembly has had members who argue the opposite.
They could both be very much right.
Eisenbeiss says it's all in how you define business friendly.
The city needs money to operate. Sales tax is one of the ways they get that money, and if becoming business friendly is eliminating a sales tax or giving money to these businesses, I don't know that that's necessarily the right way to go.
Eisenbeiss says there are more discussions that need to happen before he has a strong opinion on whether the city is business-friendly. On education funding, Eisenbeiss says Sitka should give as much money as it can afford to give to the school system. But afford is the key word there, he says. And with costs seeming to rise faster than revenue, Eisenbeiss says it's important that the city be able to live within its means.
We are going to have to do something, because I know as myself, if I have $6,000 in the bank, I can't go and spend $10,000. It just doesn't work. And the city needs to be run the same way. We can't dig ourselves into a deficit and simply say, oh, well, it'll fix itself later. No, it won't. We cannot spend more money than is coming in.
Deciding how to ensure long-term fiscal strength for Sitka will be up to the people, he says. And as an assembly member, he says he wants to spend a lot of time listening to his constituents.
This is not an elected official's town. This is not the city's town. It's our town. And I really want people to become more proactive in the solutions to the problems that we are facing now.
Voters who want to pick Eisenbeiss will have to fill in the oval next to the write-in blank and then write Steven Eisenbeiss on the line. Does it have to be spelled correctly?
With a last name like Eisenbeiss, that could be difficult. But fortunately, no.
The municipal clerk's office confirms that. As long as the bubble is filled in and the voter's intent is clear, the vote will be counted. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.